Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger. We are continuing from Young Israel Pasei Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights of the Daf series. Today we are starting a new perek. It's the seventh perek of Brachos. The Daf is Daf Mem Hei. The Shir is going to be based on the Gemara on Daf Hei, Mem Hei Amid Beis. And the topic is making a main after your own bracha. What is so bad about it? So the Gemara tells us at the end of the Amud, literally four or five lines down from the bottom, the Gemara tells us the following. When we go four lines from the bottom, the Gemara says the following. Tani Chado, one Braisa teaches us, Ha'one Amen Achar, the Bach adds in, Kol Berchosav, somebody who makes an Amen or answers Amen after any of over all of his Brachos, such a person is praiseworthy. And there's another brisa which says, this is something which is considered to be a deplorable, disgusting thing to do. So clearly, we have a contradiction, because we have two stam brisas, and we would assume that a stam brisa is a consensus statement, meaning it's not a das yachid, it's not attributed to any individual person, but rather, it's a consensus. It's Lekuli Alma. So, one of them says, where you have one braisa saying it's a good thing, it's praiseworthy, and the other braisa saying it's really a bad thing. So the Gemara looks at this contradiction, and the Gemara tells us, Ha, Bibona Yerushalayim, Ha, Bishar Brachos. This one is when we deal with the bracha of Bona Yerushalayim. At the end of benching, we know that benching consists of a number of brachos. The first bracha is Hazanas Hakol. The second bracha is Al Aretz V'Al Hamazon. The third bracha is Bonei Barachamav Yerushalayim. And what we're saying over here is this third bracha, you would make the bracha, main after the bracha, that is something which is considered to be Meshubach. The other case is Bishar Brachos. With other brachos, it's considered to be something Meguna, something which is a terrible, disgusting thing. Now, regarding this halacha about Bona Yerushalayim, and whether it's speaking about whether bracha of Bona Yerushalayim is considered to be the only example, right? Or should we put it this way a little bit differently? There's a question that's brought up by the Rishonim, and the question that the Rishonim want to know is when the Gemara says Bona Yerushalayim, is this speaking about Bona Yerushalayim Dafka, specifically Bona Yerushalayim? Or is this speaking about the fact of Bona Yerushalayim is an example of one such bracha, while there are other examples, other brachos, which would fit the same criteria, and we would say the same halacha as well. So the first thing you want to do is, if you want to look at Rashi, we look at Rashi, the Dibra HaMaskil says, Ha b'Bona Yerushalayim. So Rashi comes and tells us, why do we have the bracha of Bona Yerushalayim? What's so special about saying Amen after it? So Rashi says, Shehi Sof HaBrachos, because it's the end of the brachos. It's the end of the brachos in benching. Wait a second, what do we mean by it's the end of the brachos in benching? Well, we know that when it comes to benching, there are three brachos min HaTorah. The three brachos min HaTorah are the bracha of, as we said before, Hazanas HaKol, Hazanas HaKol, Al Aretz V'Al Hamazon, and Bona Yerushalayim. There is a fourth bracha, the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv, of course. But we know that was a bracha that was added at a later juncture. So, and that bracha is Midrabanan. So really, as far as the series of brachos is concerned, this bracha of Bona Yerushalayim is the last bracha in that series. So Rashi comes and tells us that, because Bona Yerushalayim is the last bracha in benching, or the last deraisa bracha in benching, so therefore, we answer Amen. It's almost like the answering Amen over there tells us some kind of an indication that this is it, this is the ending. Now, we'll go without saying that if this is the case, then in theory, when it comes to other areas, or other areas where we have the last bracha in the series, then one would answer Amen after those also. And in fact, if you look at Rashi, Rashi continues and adds the following Kiddush. And Rashi says, V'chein besof brachos de kriyashma, shachris v'arvis. And as well as the end of the brachas of Kriya Shema that we say in the morning and the afternoon. In other words, the bracha of Gal Yisrael in the morning. According to Rashi, one should be saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, Amen. Or in the Marv, when a person is davening, a person should be saying, Shomer Mo Yisrael Lo'ad, Amen. And when it says, V'achar Kol Berchos of Diketani Bebraisa, Hareza Meshubach, Achar Gemar Kol Berchos of Kamar. That's what it means. After all the brachos, meaning after a series. Now, when it happens to be saying, Rashi finishes up and says, V'achar Kol Berchos of Diketani, Hareza Meguna Besof Kol Bracha U'Bracha. That would be every single bracha that you make. So this is the Shita of Rashi. It happens to be, if you look at Tosfos, in the Dibur HaMaskil HaBabona Yerushalayim, HaBishar Brachos, Tosfos brings down Perish Rabbeinu Chananel V'Halachas Gedolos, quoting the Rabbeinu Chananel and quoting the Bahag. Tosfos says, the Yesh Mefarshim B'chol Bracha U'Bracha Kigon Achar Yishtabach V'Chayotzebo. We're adding another issue, another bracha. That would be the bracha of the end of Pesukei Dezimra, the bracha of Yishtab, Hiko Melech Keel Chei Olamim, Amen. Miu, Toso says, however, Puk Chazi Mai Amadavar. We should go ahead and say, and go out and see what people actually do. Shalom Nagu Lanos Amen Ela Achar Boni Yerushalayim De Birchas HaMazon. That the mice at the end of the day, the minhag that people do is only to answer Amen after the bracha of Boni Baruch Hamav Yerushalayim. They don't do it anywhere else. So before we get into the distinction between Rashi and Tosos, let's just look how Rashi and Tosos understand the Gemara. They both seem to understand the Gemara as that when it brings down the case of Boni Baruch Hamav Yerushalayim Amen, that Boni Baruch Hamav Yerushalayim Amen is just an example, but it's not actually exclusive to Boni Baruch Hamav Yerushalayim Amen. It's an example of a rule, being that it's the last one. Now, the truth is, yes, Tosos does go ahead and say, Lamais, on a practical level, that's the only one that we do. But, nonetheless, you do have, in theory, and in Beshita and in Lamdus, that Tosos would really be agreeing with the idea of Rashi that you would be making a main afterwards. And the question is then, of course, then why does the Gemara single out Boni Baruch Hamav Yerushalayim Amen? Really, it should have mentioned the general rule being, as Rashi says, Shehu Sof Kol HaBarachos. So it happens to be, the Rashba is sensitive to this question, and the Rashba writes the following, and he says that really, in Achanami, you're right, except the Gemara wanted to bring another Chiddush. And the Gemara, based on the idea that when we have Torah Shebal Peh, we want to make our Torah Shebal Peh as brief as possible, because you want to keep and preserve the integrity of the Torah Shebal Peh, something we alluded to in last week's shiur. But besides from that, though, we always would, and then because of that, we want to go and bring in the biggest possible chiddush that we could do. So the way the Rashba says, well, look what the Gemara was doing. The Gemara says that we have an idea, and we have a concept. And the concept is, yes, you make an amen after the last bracha in a series that you're saying it. Fine, you're making your last bracha. You make a main after your own bracha, the last in a series. But look at this. We look at Boni Baruch Hamav Yerushalayim Amen, and we see that Boni Baruch Hamav Yerushalayim Amen, it's last, but it's not last. Meaning what? It's last as the fact that it's a De'oraisa bracha, but right after it, there's a De'rabbanan bracha. So one might go and think, and one might have thought, actually, that maybe this is not really the last. It's true that, yeah, technically, it's the last one, because one's De'oraisa, one's De'rabbanan. But if you take your average Jew in the street who's not necessarily thinking about that, or might not be knowledgeable of the fact that one is De'oraisa and one is De'rabbanan, and he looks at the words, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, Baruch Atah Hashem Bonei Baruch Hamav Yerushalayim Amen. That's a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaMelech HaKel Avinu Malkeinu Adreinu Boreinu. That's a bracha. Well, you look at it, they're both brachas. So look what's going to happen over here. What the Gemara is doing is the Gemara is coming and telling us the following. Is that the idea of saying that a bracha is last in a series is not limited. Oh, it doesn't mean that, oh, physically last bracha. But what it really means is that it's the last in a quality of bracha or a series of brachas, meaning the following. That just because there's a bottom bracha after it, we still consider it to be the last. And one might have thought that even though it's a derabbanan afterwards, but the fact that you're making a bracha after it, it's not considered to be the last. So comes the Gemara and tells us, and this is what the Rashba is saying, that this is why we're singling out the bracha of Boni Baracha Mam Vishlam Amen, because it tells us that even though there is a derabbanan bracha after it, we still consider this to be the last one. Now there happens to be another shita. It's brought down by the Rosh in the name of Rav Haigon, in the name of the Gaonim. And it's also brought down by the Rashba in the name of Rav Yehudai Gaon. And that tells you that you really should make amen after every bracha. So then you're going to tell me, well, wait a second. What does it mean when the Gemara says you shouldn't make amen after every bracha? So this is talking about, let's say, for example, food brachas one shouldn't be making after because you're going to be mafsik. Or mitzvah brachas, you're going to be mafsik. But any other bracha, you would be making amen after it. That would be that shita. So look at this. We have a machlokas as to whether we should be making an amen after brachas or not. So if you think about it for a second, let's take the two shitas and let's put them and break them down a little bit. You have the approach of Rashi and Tosfos, later also brought down by the Rambam, is that really, in general, we don't make amen after on brachos. The only difference is that when we have something which is the end of a series, that's what we're going to be doing it, because we want to accentuate to the fact that's the end of a series. Versus the other side, you have the idea of Rabbi Yehuda Gaon and Rav Haigon, who say that really you should be making amen after every bracha. The only time we don't make amen after a bracha is when there's going to be constituting a hefsek. So basically, if we are talking about davening, if you would go into Rav Yehuda Gaon's shul, Rav Yehuda Gaon's shul would be Baruch Atah Hashem Mekayim Hachlam Asher Nasan Netzach Vivin Alachim Binam Leila Amen. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekayim Hachlam Shalosani Goy Amen. You wouldn't go Baruch Atah Hashem Mekayim Hachlam Motzi Lechem in Aretz Amen, because in that case there's a hefsek. But with absence of a hefsek, really the ideal is that you should be having the bracha, saying amen after the bracha. So the question is, what is this machlokas based on about should you be saying amen after your own bracha or should you not be saying amen after your own bracha? And here the Netziv and the Merome Soda brings the following hezber into their machlokas. And what is the idea? The idea is, what is the purpose of saying amen? So the purpose of saying amen, one can say the following hakir. So the question really is, what is the idea of saying amen? And that's the truth is, what is the idea of saying amen? So the question is, amen is really an affirmation of our bracha. In other words, we are showing emunah in the fact that we are affirming and showing that we believe what we say. When we say Hashem is Hamoti Lechem in Aretz, by saying amen, we are affirming it. When we say Hamavarech Samo Yisrael Bashalom, we are affirming it. The question is, is this something which is incumbent on the Mevarech to second his bracha as well? Meaning, he is saying the bracha, and he is affirming his bracha. And by doing that, that is the chiyuv of, that is the nature of Amen. So the idea is of making affirmation has that to do with being the bracha being made. Actually, we'll put it this way. Let's put it this way. I think this is even a better way to say it. Is it really totally in the bracha itself? That the nature of a bracha is that when a bracha is said, there needs to be an affirmation of it. And if nobody knows what's called, right, the best person to affirm it is the person who's saying it. So, therefore, by saying this bracha, and by and answering amen to your own bracha, you are affirming it, and you're doing something adding to the bracha. Does your affirmation enhance the bracha by yourself? Or you could say that, you know, what do you need to affirm your bracha? The fact that you're saying that should be enough. But rather, it's an idea of kishem Hashem ekra havugodu lelokeinu, that it's the idea of, when others hear it, that your affirmation is something significant. By you saying your own bracha, that's not significant. And this would be the machlokas that you have over here. According to the Gaonim, the chiyuv of amen, or the idea of amen, is that the bracha should be affirmed. And by you saying the bracha, you're also, by saying amen, is affirming it. The way Rashi and the other Rishonim are saying it, is that no, it actually shows a little bit of weakness by you saying amen in your bracha. In fact, the Rabbi with the Aruch of the Levush writes, it says that just the opposite. It's showing that by you having to affirm what you're saying, that kind of takes away what you're doing. But rather, the idea of affirming a bracha is there when other people say it, when other people hear the bracha, that brings us, that brings the special kedusha in terms of, we have, that brings the special kiddush Hashem. Well, as far as the halach is concerned, the Shulchan Aruch writes that really one could on answer Amen, Shulchan Aruch and Reish Tezvav. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Einu Namin Achar Brachosav El Achar Beis Brachos O Yoser Shem Sof Brachos, that the Shulchan Aruch says that really you only make Amen after a series of Brachos, kind of like the Rambam, and they quote, V'nagul Anos Amen Achar Yalucha V'Achar Yishtabach. The Ramah says, V'yish Orim She'en Omrim Rak Achar Berchas Bona Yerushalayim B'Berchas Amazon V'chein Menek Pashut. This is what the Ashkenazim do. There are those, and I saw it brought down in the name of a couple, that what they would do is when they would get to the point of, let's say, they would get to the Bracha of Yishtabach, and they're in Shul, what they would do is they would try to finish Melech Kelchei Olamim together with the Chazan, or right around, excuse me, let me start that again. When I know it's an emotional topic, right? That he would say it just at the same time that the Chazan is saying the Bracha, maybe waiting a second, you know, he would like, you know, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomer Mo Yisrael La'ad. And like the Chazan would just finish the La'ad right after it, and he would answer Amin after the La'ad, kind of like making it almost as if he's trying to do both in order to be choshish for the Shita of the Mechaber. It's not something which is usually practiced, but this is something done to try to be Yotze both ideas. So again, Machlokas about whether one should be saying Amen on their own bracha or not. So the Rishonim explained the Gemara, it's either the Meshubach is either on Bona Yerushalayim / ending brachos, or every bracha. The Meguna would be, you know, on the other hand, if you're only going to say Bona Yerushalayim, it would just be that. That's not an ending bracha versus, let's say, a bracha of like a bracha of a food or a mitzvah. And what we come up with at the end of the day, is that we happen to paskin that we only, according to Ramah, we only do this for the bracha of Bona Yerushalayim because it's the end of a series and we want to show the difference between brachos de'oraisa and brachos de'rabbanan. Have a wonderful day. Kol tov.